Welcome to Dr. Glow sharing parenting tips on WDKX. I'm reminding you as my listeners that education is in my DNA. How can parents combat burnout and even loneliness as they are working with a family structure of children with all kinds of activities and responsibilities? Let's not talk about the sports. Let's not talk about the academic work. Let's not even talk about the community events that your child or children may be involved in. But you too also have a lifestyle that you want to embrace. Rachel Abramson wrote an article, and she talked about matters that parents should be aware of based upon some research that was recently done. She states that it is possible for parents, moms, and dads to feel isolated when you are never alone. There's always children around and events related to them. A new study from the Ohio State University found that roughly 62% of moms and dads experience loneliness due to the demands of modern parenting. It doesn't have to be that way, states a therapist by the name of Dr. Thomas Kirsting. He shared that using the term lonely and aloneness can be deceiving. His idea is that we should avoid using those terms and say the word empowering. In other words, be able to try to do something that will turn around that feeling of loneliness into what may be considered as aloneness. Okay, so you're probably saying, what is she talking about? Think about it. Every day, you're probably moving from 7 a.m., maybe earlier, to 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. But every day, take 10 to 15 minutes and intentionally take inventory of what you are grateful for. Write it down. It can be as simple as the shoes you have on your feet. It could be as simple as someone helping you to unload a heavy box from your vehicle. It can be anything, but take those 10 to 15 minutes and be mindful of doing this daily. This one act is empowering. Essentially, Dr. Kirsting says, you're developing the probability of the most important thing to focus on, or the most important person to focus on. And guess what? That person is you. It's necessary in order for you to have a robust relationship, not only with your children as parents, but also with your spouse or your significant other. Understand that we have to get our kids out of the bedroom and into the family room because we want to develop a relationship with them and have communication with them and not just be in that living room or that family room and they're in their rooms on the computers or on their cell phones. You won't have that emptiness, is what Dr. Kirsting is saying. We need to be connected to our children and aware of what's going on with them, but also we need to be able to communicate with them so that it helps us to have a relationship that is strong. Rather than saying, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I don't believe I got to do this, what about saying, I get to take my child to cheerleading practice, or I get to prepare a healthy meal for my family, or I get to plan our next outing for next weekend. There's a difference between I get to do this as opposed to I've got to do this. Notice the tone in my voice. The U.S. Surgeon General has declared that loneliness is a public health crisis, and that was in 2023, and that it can lead to increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and dementia. So if we find ourselves engaging in social connections, not only with our children, but with others, we can avoid the risk of burnout or feeling that you are alone. Use the word, I'm going to empower myself. I'm going to allow myself to grow. And if we don't have those tools or use those tools of communication and having that 10 to 15 minutes of gratefulness, we could prematurely cause ourselves to die of those diseases I just referenced. And no one wants that. We don't want premature death. So, is it selfish to need things for yourself that are that is outside of your kids or your children? No, not at all. If you are not healthy, think about it. Your kids, your children are not healthy. And guess what? The bottom line is the house is not healthy. On many occasions, I took time to get away, whether it was to retreats or simply a half a day at the mall, and maybe I bought $5 worth of items at that time. Maybe it would be $25 these days. But understand it's important to have that time that you can refresh yourselves. Mother's Day and Father's Day are approaching. Consider the benefits of taking the time to treat any symptoms you may have related to burnout and loneliness. Celebrate Mother's Day, celebrate Father's Day, and even as you spend time with your children, think about the reflection every day on what you are grateful for. As for me, as a two-time breast cancer survivor and thriver, I value my relationship with God as well as opportunities to make the world a better place within my sphere of influence. You have been listening to Dr. Glow sharing parenting tips on WDKX. Question. Sincerely think about what you are grateful for and write it down today.